Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's not looking like a beach weekend, but they will be open, just not in the usual way.
Concerns about a rush of people to the reopened beaches on Long Island and at the Jersey Shore are dampened by the rain in today's weather forecast, although some improvement is expected tomorrow and Monday. Here in New York City, the mayor said beaches will not yet be open to swimming, and any sort of group activities are strictly prohibited for folks lounging on the sand.
Anyone who thinks it's unfair, the buck stops with me. This is the decision I'm making.
Beaches on Long Island are limited to 50% capacity with social distancing required. Similar restrictions are in place up and down the Jersey Shore. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Officials say the city parks department started socially distanced training of lifeguards this week. Guards are expected to be ready within a few weeks. So far, there's no word on exactly when they may go out. The popcorn and the lemonade were fine. The crowd without masks, not so much. Police shut down a kids' carnival in Brooklyn yesterday afternoon. They would say they were called just after 3 p.m. to that large gathering outside 15 Lynch Street in Williamsburg. When they got there, they found a big crowd, and most of them reportedly weren't wearing masks. Apparently, it was a kids' event where lemonade and popcorn were being sold. The organizer issued a summons, and nobody else cited. From movie mogul to scammer, federal prosecutors say a film company CEO stole money from a New York investment fund to support his lavish lifestyle and then used federal coronavirus relief money to pay his credit cards. 66-year-old William Sadler, the former head of Averon Pictures, arrested in L.A. on charges of wire and identity theft fraud for using more than $65 million from the New York fund, as well as a $1.7 million false coronavirus aid application. He could get 20 years in prison. The weekend's already turned deadly at city beaches. A Brooklyn man drowned Friday afternoon in the Rockaways. Police say officers were called to the water near Beach 91st Street just after 3 p.m. The man, identified as 24-year-old Fidel Ramos, died at the hospital. Well, it's a public safety alert for drug users in Suffolk County. D.A. Tim Sinney says cocaine users are at risk for a potentially deadly overdose because of what dealers are putting in the drug.
People who are using are using more because of the despair caused by the pandemic. And now we're seeing a shortage of supply of cocaine in this region. And so folks, drug dealers who are selling cocaine may be stretching that product with fentanyl, which is a deadly cocktail.
Sinney's message, if you use cocaine, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. Well, maybe he really wanted to beat the cops. Because police say this guy was zipping down the FDR at 121 miles an hour in a Lamborghini early yesterday. NYPD says 22-year-old Brandon Sharp of the Bronx blew past a highway patrol officer looking for speeders near East 71st Street at about 1 a.m. in a white Lambo worth about $250,000. Cops pulled him over, wrote him up for reckless endangerment, fleeing a police officer, and, of course, speeding, and later tweeted, "Let this be a warning to anybody who thinks less traffic means you can speed." As for Sharp, his troubles are just beginning. The Lamborghini was rented, and its owners probably are not happy. The coronavirus is taking its toll on New York's real estate market. The number of new leases being signed plummeted 70% last month to just over 1,400, the lowest number in a decade. And that's according to Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company. President and CEO Stephen James told 1010 Winds.
You had buildings who would not allow any showings whatsoever. And even more importantly is the fact that almost none of the buildings would let anyone move in or out. So that if you were going to rent something and you had, you know, a tenant moving out and a new tenant coming in, none of that could take place. And that put a huge damper on the real estate market.
However, even with a slowdown, median rental prices still managed to go up almost 5% to $3,650. May hasn't seen much of a drop, and things may even pick up in person when touring of rentals resumes sometime in June.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.